Yeah. So pray, cultivate, and nurture the algorithm of your objectives, the spiritual activities, organism, angelic forces, social and atmospheric environmental energies of your time. Yeah. Pray and cultivate them. Pray and allow the seasons, the zodiac monthly system, and the angelic aid that pertains to your day, so that you may be able to receptacle or attract them onto yourself. Pray and cultivate them. Pray and cultivate the objectives, the algorithm. Now you're going to tell me, but Apostle, tell me, what is an algorithm? Algorithm is when you do something on a repeated manner, you start to attract things that are in within that sequence or that frequency. For example, if you go on Facebook or if you go on YouTube and look for a video, you search for that video. When you search it for the first time and you watch it, the fullness of it, then you're going to realize that all the videos that pertains or related to that video will be appearing on your timeline. You have created an algorithm. So things of that nature becomes attracted to you. Why? Because you have gone in YouTube and you have searched for a video and you have played these videos more than one time, or played them from the start to the end. Then all of a sudden you create an algorithm, the ability to attract, which is the law of attraction, to attract the same kind of natured videos that vibrates on the same level, that literally are tuned in the same level, that are sequenced and frequenced in the same level. So now that you have nurtured that frequency to yourself, now to break it, it can be hard sometimes, because it will keep popping things in your face, even when you don't need it. Now, because you watched one and you finished it, it will become a distraction. Now, if it's a video which was more like twerking and all this nonsense that is going on, bend and whatever, and all these nonsense videos, then you'll find that there's nonsense videos will always be on your timeline. Even when you're watching a video, commercials will come. Commercials like, do you want to buy some condoms? Not just because you went window shopping for some condoms on YouTube. So condoms now become your algorithm. It is related to you now. It is connected to you now. So what am I saying? You need to recreate, to recultivate, to re-nurture. These are becomes the weed that stops your flow in the positive way. They become the weed. You know, you go talk to somebody and you entertain them, and the next thing you know, they have become your friend, and the next thing you know, you're hanging out with them, you're going in bars, yeah? And you're here, you're struggling to stop smoking, or you're struggling to stop drinking, but now you're making friends, or you have made a friend that is returning you back to something that you shouldn't be doing. Why? Again, you have created an algorithm. So what do? You cultivate yourself through prayer. You cultivate yourself through being obedient to an energy that will help you empower yourself, encourage yourself to keep yourself away from these negative energies. You create an algorithm. That algorithm now, yeah, to counterfeit the algorithm that you have entered into. You start to be obedient. You cultivate. You allow your angelic forces, the organisms around you. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you cultivate that positive energies. Bring in obedience. Allow the seasons of new moon, full moon seasons, the Shabbat seasons, to initiate you into the obedience of tithing, giving offerings, being obedient to do those commandments that you need to do. Do the mikvah. Practice those things. Because it says that every commandment you keep, it brings you closer in relationship with God. It brings you closer to connection with God. So begin to sanctify yourself through the zodiac sign, the monthly system, the angelic forces, aid. Be subject, be humble, be subordinate to the will of God for that season. Hallelujah. So that you may be able to be receptacle, to make your body a temple that exercises and practices the things that comes from heaven to be practiced in the earth, which is your body, the abode of God. You have hands, you have eyes, you have feet. Let your feet ponder the ways of God. Let your eyes look on the things that entertains God in your life. Let your hands, let your feet ponder. Let your eyes see the things. Let your ears hear the things. Try to make the body, your entire mindset, your entire ovaries, to be intimate, connected, and related to God. Tune yourself into the reality of what God wants you to do at that given point. Hallelujah. And what you're doing now, you're using your body because your body has hands, your body has feet, your body has ears. Why do you have ears? To listen. Just listen. To listen to something that is instructing you to obey it and to follow it. You have ears to listen, to be instructed to obey, and to follow, and to do. Hallelujah. So do these things, then you will break the algorithm of negative people in your life. Repeated bad manners that literally follow. You just, the moment you start to walk out, you fall into the sequence of the algorithm. And it starts to throw you advertisements. Oh, today we have a disco. Oh, today we have this. Today we're going to drink. Today we are going to party. Today we are going to do a barbecue. To throw a barbecue and eat meat and pork. Today, so you, these bad manners frequency and sequence bombarding your mind all the time. Why? Because somewhere, somehow, you followed one sequence and you cannot return back to the reality because you created and nurtured an algorithm. So we need to break these algorithms. And that's why we repent. Hallelujah. Now, this algorithm, can somebody say yes?
Yes.
Let me finish with this. Because everything I'm teaching is scripture. You remember when the apostles were preaching, yeah? And the people refused to listen and to hearken to what they are teaching. What did they do? They shook the dust off their feet. Yeah? And they said, you know, you are on your own. They shook the dust off their feet. Why did they shake the dust off their feet? Because when they went into that territory, they came to bring Yeshua HaMashiach and the teachings of the Messiah unto these people. When these people finally decided to refuse to obey, it means that the apostles have literally entered into a territory that is very much cursed. You remember what the scripture says? Cursed is the what?
Ground.
The ground for thy sake. So they entered into that ground that is cursed and they brought the obedience of God, yeah, to that ground. And then they realized that the territory refused. The demons in the territory hindered these people to obey. So what do? They shake their feet to shake off the dust so that when they move from there, they have not taken anything attached, any algorithm attached coming from the land where these people rebelled, coming from the ground of rebellion to take it to another place because they're going preaching the gospel. They might take that algorithm with them and that algorithm may hinder the flow or may try to influence the other people they are going to. So they had to shake the dust off their feet. Now the other thing men of God and women of God should do, remember, everything you buy in the market, don't you ever use it without praying. The Bible says unto us that we shall be the temple of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to the temple of the Holy Spirit? The temple, everything they brought to the temple, they sanctified it. They separated it. They washed it. They cleansed it. They purified it. They separated it from the wherever it came from because it came in the holy house. So any algorithm that was in it, any algorithm that was hanging and hovering over it, they had to purify it and wash it from that algorithm. And then they brought it into the house of God. Don't you ever eat without praying. Don't you ever buy anything, television, a car. Don't you ever buy anything, let it be shoes, let it be. When you bring them in the environment where it comes from, you must wash and cleanse and purify it. Speak over it. Anoint it. Cast the negative algorithm that has been pertaining to it when it was still in the domain of rebellion. When it was still in the domain that is cursed. Are you listening? This is very powerful stuff. I'm going to use an example and then I finish. Yeah? I bought a phone. I had committed myself to never buy anything that comes from this. I don't want to say this airline or not airline, but rather these suppliers of services of telephone here. I had committed to myself never to use their services due to some reasons. Now, when I was in need, I literally went there and I bought their services automatically without even thinking about it. But before, I had committed myself not to. But now when the change happened, I was in need, I bought it. And then all of a sudden, somebody, Omofele, these frauds, yeah, these fraud people, the scammers, yeah, they called me. And they scammed me. They scammed money and drew money from the account. And then I was like, Lord, nobody has ever robbed me. We have been on the internet, never been robbed, never been scammed. I said, how can these scammers scam me? How can he become clever than me? And the Lord said to me, it is because you took it for granted. Remember when you committed yourself never to use that service, now you're using it. Now you choosing to use it, you are recommitting yourself. But when you committed yourself not to use it, there was a reason why. Now that you're using it, why have you overlooked that? You would have sanctified. You would have prayed over that phone. You would have prayed over that sequence, that energy. You would have prayed over it and say, you are in the temple of God. You are not going to sneak in any idiot in this house of God. You are not going to sneak in any negative algorithm in this house of God. You're going to literally do things that pertains to the reality of God's purpose in this house. I didn't do that. I did not do that. So the scammers now penetrated through using that excuse of my lack of practicing my godly purpose and prayer and sanctification over this thing. Hallelujah. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Somebody holla and say amen. Somebody holla and say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we praise you and we give you honor and we give you praise in the